Hey, it's Finn, and if you've been listening to 680 for long, you know that I'm a big fan of Audi Atlanta. That's where I got my Audi Q8 e-tron, which I absolutely love. And it's the only dealership I would recommend to my friends and my family. And here's why. For one, Audi Atlanta has a great selection of luxury vehicles. They helped me find the exact SUV I was looking for, and the purchase was super easy. A fully transparent experience catered to me. The same experience they provide all their customers. And here's one more reason that makes Audi Atlanta so special. During the month of April, Audi Atlanta will make a donation to Enduring Hearts for every vehicle sold. Thanks to the efforts of Enduring Hearts, children with heart transplants are living longer and healthier lives. Get the Audi you've always wanted while supporting a great cause. To learn more about Enduring Hearts and to view our current specials, visit AudiAtlanta.com to start or complete your entire purchase online. Or shop Audi Atlanta in person, like I did, on Peachtree Boulevard just inside the perimeter. Together, we have the power to make positive changes that could last a lifetime.
We've got a special guest with us today. He does 3 to 6 here on Extra 106.3. And not only is he delivering incredible ratings, which have been really, really good, he's also delivered us a World Series. And look, we'll throw in the National Championship for good measure. He, since his visit to Atlanta, Georgia, things have changed dramatically here. We welcome Guy Benson of the Guy Benson Show to the Morning Extra. Guy, thank you for all you've done.
Yeah, I need a signed autograph ball now.
Yes, I just want to begin by saying you're welcome, Atlanta. You're welcome, Georgia. Are you not entertained? What more can I do? No, honestly, what I should say thank you to you guys, to Extra, for airing our show every day, 3 to 6 in the afternoon, for the incredible audience we have down there, the growing audience down there. It's really exciting, and it just happens to coincide with this golden era of sports for you guys, and it is pretty cool to see your Braves win the World Series. I was especially gratified to see that after what Major League Baseball did to Atlanta. It was sort of poetic justice. And then, you know, I'm not a Georgia Bulldogs fan.
You're a Northwestern guy. I know that.
Yeah, Big Ten guy. But my best friend in the world is a Georgia grad. I have been to Sanford Stadium multiple times. I was at that crazy Rose Bowl win over Oklahoma a few years ago in overtime. Yeah. Sonny Michel right in front of us scored. So I'm sort of quasi, like, let's just say an honorary Georgia fan. Yeah. And I think everyone except for Alabama fans root against Alabama. So I was very much on the bandwagon rooting hard for you guys. And what a fourth quarter. That was awesome.
It was. It was incredible. But you know, when you talk about the audience here in Atlanta, it's because of the show you do that brings people here and your point of view. Because there's you discuss things that I think in a way that maybe most don't. I think you're so well thought out, and maybe people will disagree with you on things, but I think they can if they do, I think they can certainly respect the fact that you think about it and you're intentional with the way that you present it. And I think that's a winning combination. So it's a pleasure to have you and talk to you and have you on the station.
I appreciate that. And look, I think that we have to get back to a place, and I know this is such a cliche and people say it and it's boring, but we have to get back to a place in this country where we can disagree with each other and still get along, especially if we agree like 90% of the time. It's amazing. Sometimes, you know, I'll say something or I'll make an argument, and I don't do it flippantly, and I don't do it, it's not fun to say things that you know some folks will disagree with. It's just, you know, sometimes part of the job, at least as far as the way that I see the job. And I'll hear from folks saying, I really love you, and I watch everything you say on Fox, or I listen every single day, until you said this thing that I disagree with, and I'm never listening to you again.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I was like, really? that sounds sort of like, what's the word I'm looking for here? Oh, snowflake behavior? I feel like that's sort of what some folks on the other side tend to do, where they melt down over one thing.
That's right.
And I feel like, for the most part, people get emotional, and people get angry sometimes, and that's fine. We all do that. My suspicion is, and I'm hoping that we are, as we continue to build the show, most people in this country, and I would say most conservatives, are adults, and they can recognize it's okay to have some dissent from time to time. And I think it's healthy for the country. I think it's healthy for the movement, the conservative movement. And that's my attitude on that. I don't set out to, you know, to rankle the audience or to, you know, I'm not a lib, but I think from time to time I give a slightly different perspective, and that is one of the points of difference, I would argue, about our show, and I'm really glad that you guys recognize that and appreciate it.
I do.
And I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Guy Benson joining us here on The Morning Extra. Of course, you can hear his show every day, 3 to 6, like we were just talking about. And you ask what you could deliver. Here's what I need you to deliver for Atlanta, because right now, and we know it, because we have had the nation staring at us because Biden and Harris were here. I need you to deliver the truth, because I don't feel like they did it. They're making this out to be Jim Crow 2.0 again. And all the rhetoric of our voting laws and SB 202 being racist. How do we get them to actually look at the bill and realize there is nothing racist about this bill?
Never do that, because they are committed to lying for political reasons. I mean, the points have been made over and over and over again, and they are deliberately ignoring the facts. So we're not going to be able to change the mind of the president, the vice president, and their hardcore supporters. What we can do is tell the truth over and over again so that the American people recognize how dishonest they're being. And honestly, if you look at the new Quinnipiac poll and Biden's 33% approval rating, 25% among independents, kind of seems like a lot of people aren't believing him anyway. I mean, the guy comes down to your state purporting to speak on behalf of the will of the people when the people give him a 33% approval rating, and he proceeds to lie his face off for the entire speech and saying, if you disagree, you're basically Bull Connor and right. a domestic yeah. enemy of the United States. I mean, it's so over the top and crazy. And the question that I asked on the show yesterday, we had Karl Rove also on the show yesterday, and he systematically went through point by point in that interview, rebutting the arguments that Biden was making with specifics. You know, Biden said this, here's what the law actually says, and oh, by the way, here's what the law is in this realm in a state like New York or Illinois or Delaware. Mm-hmm. And if you look at the laws in Delaware over the last century, when Joe Biden was getting elected over and over again under their electoral system, which he never complained about once, he never called it Jim Crow, he never said that you were George Wallace if you supported it, he never screamed and pounded on the table about voter suppression, he just got elected over and over again in a deep blue state run by Democrats. If you look at their laws, they are much more, based on his stupid, mendacious definition, they are much more suppressive, if you will, than Georgia's new law is. So I don't know why Biden, if you take pure political posturing out of the equation, if this was something that Biden actually cared about or actually believed, he would have not gotten on Air Force One and come down to Georgia and given that ridiculous speech. He would have taken his beloved train up to his beloved Delaware and ranted at them, because their system is much more akin to voter suppression, again, using his definition, than is the case in Georgia now. But facts do not matter in this case. Facts are subservient to a larger narrative, which is Republicans are racist and evil, and there's a voting rights crisis in the country, and they're trying to do this. And therefore, we need to blow up the filibuster in Washington, D.C. and change the rules of the Senate to have the federal government take over our elections across the country in a way that is really radical and unpopular with the American people. And this is what he decided to do and spend his time and dwindling political capital on in the middle of an era where the American people are worried about rising prices, empty shelves at grocery stores, and Omicron. This is what he decided to do. I mean, his political instincts are getting so bad, they're almost as bad as Kamala Harris's at this point.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. Guy Benson, host of the Guy Benson Show that you hear 3 to 6 here on Extra 106.3 Atlanta. Guy, why do you think, because there's so much to unpack, and I know we only have a certain amount of time, but why do you think Stacey Abrams didn't bother showing up here with Biden and Harris as they talked about their, you know, quote unquote voter rights, you know, issues that they keep bringing up, but she was nowhere to be found. Why do you think that was?
Because she's a calculating coward. That's why. Mm. Here's the deal. Joe Biden, Kamala Harris are president and vice president of the United States. They are Democrats. They are coming to the state of Stacey Abrams, who's one of the most famous Democrats in the country because they've all exalted her because of her election lies. Like, they hate election lies, unless it's their side's election lies, in which case they love them. And they make people heroes for spreading them. So, you know, she's this new heroine that they've created based on the total lie that she was robbed in 2018. False. And she wants to be governor, obviously. She's running. And so she looked at what's happening down there and she said, OK, you've got the progressive left wing groups boycotting this event. Biden, it's amazing. Anti Midas touch. Mm-hmm. So you've got the left wing groups boycotting the event. Abrams is aligned with these people, and she realizes that some of them will be annoyed with her if she shows up and gives her imprimatur to this event that they're boycotting. So she's a little anxious about that. But you'd still say maybe you shake it off because it's both the president and the vice president of the United States from your party in your state on your signature issue. This is supposedly the thing that she cares about more than anything on earth, which she has created a very successful political operation and grift because of the lie that she tells that she was robbed in 2018. This is her whole reason that she's in politics, according to her, and the president and the vice president of her party are coming to her state to talk about it, and she can't be bothered to show up because she doesn't want to alienate the activists on one side. She also can look at the polls like anyone else. She probably has internal polling that she gets, you know, every day or every week showing the president standing in the state of Georgia, and it's bad. And so she decides, she calculates, well, theoretically, it'd be good if I were there in some ways, but why risk alienating a key activist core of my base and then also give the Republicans a bunch of photo ops of me with a very unpopular presidential and vice presidential team in our state and just make that connection even stronger for ads and that sort of thing? I think I need to distance myself a bit from the national brand. So I'm going to stay away and I'm going to pretend that it's some sort of scheduling conflict, nobody believes.
Nobody.
And that's what she did. And I mean, nobody believes it. Did we ever, has anyone, I know reporters are very intrepid and they're out there trying to find the truth. Has anyone found out what the scheduling conflict actually was?
I don't think.
Yeah. I mean, that seems like it'd be a good thing for someone to ask and find out. But I think it's because everyone just understands what happened here. She was, for her own selfish reasons, too afraid to show up with President Biden on her signature issue in her own state. And I think that tells you a lot about her. I think it also tells you a lot about the standing of one Joe Biden right now in this country and particularly in Georgia.
Guy Benson joining us here on the Morning Extra. Yeah, I've said the same thing, Guy, and people thought, you know, what are you talking about? Now, I've taken it a little further than you have just there, but one thing about Stacey Abrams is she's always been fluid. She could get to the moderates and she could get to the progressives, but this really would hurt her chances with those progressives, and not to mention she gets a lot of money from Soros to work with Act Blue and some of the other, you know, obviously voter suppression groups that she's worked with, so that would have really affected her because they don't feel Biden and Harris are doing a good job to actually get these laws passed. And I think that she can use this to challenge in a primary against Biden and pull all those progressives together. So I've taken a little far, but I agree with you. But this attack on the Constitution that they're trying to do by pushing through removing the filibuster and Schumer, who in 2015 and 2017 has said we can never let that go. This room, they're just attacking the Constitution at this point. How do we stop that? How do we, I mean, obviously, we just have to get our voices out there, huh?
Well, I mean, the way to stop it, and because here's the thing, what we've learned, I mean, thank God that Joe Manchin has a pair. Thank God that Kyrsten Sinema has a pair, bigger than Chuck Schumer's.
No kidding.
And that they're actually, you know, sticking to their guns and it's funny. They both campaigned as moderates, and all the Democrats rallied around them because I think they believed that they would do what many of these Democrats do, which is campaign as moderates. Like, oh, no, back home, I love the folks back home, and I'm a moderate. And then when they get to Washington, they do whatever the hell Chuck Schumer or Nancy Pelosi orders them to do. That is typically what they all do, and they are very unaccustomed to have someone who actually is sort of moderate and is willing to stand up to leadership. They're not really used to that, and they're very frustrated with these two. Yeah. I think that some of the speeches we saw, particularly from Mitt Romney this week, I talked about it on the show. I think he gave that speech responding to Biden. It was a pretty biting speech, but it was directed right at Manchin and Sinema, saying, I've got your back, stay strong. I think it was very effective. To answer your actual question, though, you've got those two standing in the breach. The way that you protect the Senate and the country from all of this nonsense that they are telling us very clearly they want to do, and if they had a few more votes in the Senate, they would absolutely do it. The way you stop it is to make sure that Chuck Schumer is never majority leader again, and you make sure that the Senate Democrats are the minority in the Senate so they do not have the power to abuse in the future. And the number one thing that Georgians can do, obviously on that front, is to make sure that Raphael Warnock does not win his first full term in November. He needs to lose, whether it's Herschel or someone else. It's like anyone but Warnock.
Yeah.
And it's not about the individuals in the race. It's about what they're trying to do in Washington, D.C. Every seat counts. It's so terrible that they won both of those seats in Georgia last January. It's time for a mulligan, and you guys have to get it right in the governor's race and especially the Senate race. They're both crucial in November.
That's exactly right. Guy Benson from the Guy Benson Show, 3 to 6 here on Extra 106.3. Got a big announcement about Guy's Night Out. We'll share that with you coming up here in just a few minutes on Extra 106.3. Guy, thank you so much, and have a great show today. Appreciate you spending time with us this morning.
Oh, it's my pleasure, and I know you're going to make that announcement here in a few minutes, and I'll just say this to help tease it. I am so excited, and I will perhaps see you very soon.
I think you will.
Thank you, Guy.
Thank you so much, Guy. Have a great day, bud.
All right, bye, guys.
See ya.
Hey, it's Finn, and if you've been listening to 680 for long, you know that I'm a big fan of Audi Atlanta. That's where I got my Audi Q8 e-tron, which I absolutely love. And it's the only dealership I would recommend to my friends and my family. And here's why. For one, Audi Atlanta has a great selection of luxury vehicles. They helped me find the exact SUV I was looking for, and the purchase was super easy. A fully transparent experience catered to me. The same experience they provide all their customers. And here's one more reason that makes Audi Atlanta so special. During the month of April, Audi Atlanta will make a donation to Enduring Hearts for every vehicle sold. Thanks to the efforts of Enduring Hearts, children with heart transplants are living longer and healthier lives. Get the Audi you've always wanted while supporting a great cause. To learn more about Enduring Hearts and to view our current specials, visit AudiAtlanta.com to start or complete your entire purchase online. Or shop Audi Atlanta in person, like I did, on Peachtree Boulevard just inside the perimeter. Together, we have the power to make positive changes that could last a lifetime.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.